So nice and centered, dropping into that place, that heart place of love, right in the middle of your body, in the middle of your being. Take a breath into your heart and let it feel soft and expanded. Just let the edges of it feel open and awake and aware, and feeling that place of yes in your heart, that you say yes to the potential of healing, yes to the unlimited potential of love that's possible in all of our lives. And take another breath in, saying yes again to the love that is in the room, to the love of family, the known and the unknown, to the love of the entourage, the unseen, the love that is felt on this Valentine's Day. Celebrate yourself as your beloved. And give yourself your heart and the love in your heart as the perfect gift for you to receive in healing. And there's no more separation from that love, from that heart. There is you in the now, in the one love of the divine that dwells in you as you. And through that beautiful heart, in this moment, the love energy and the energy of love comes from Kryon in a message of honoring and love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We pause for a moment. My partner steps aside, but he is still here. And this is a very difficult concept for anyone. When he speaks of it, it's difficult. Channeling creates an interesting energy. It often affects things around you. He has a hard time explaining that. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about linear things. I want to talk about, again, assumptions. And it's all about you. Now, this is the end of a workshop, and I know that. I know who is in here, in the building. I know the energies that we are creating together right now. Some of them are strong enough to make batteries fail and alarms to go off. This is what happens with multidimensional things that are outside of linearity. There are energies that you develop that are unexplainable. Now, this goes two ways. It really does. And I really want to speak to you clearly about some things that are assumed to be linear and they're not. There is teaching that has been given this weekend about so many pieces and parts of the new energy, both of the physical body, of the mind, the consciousness, the planet. And it can be overwhelming, especially for the light worker who is trying to linearize it all. One of the most difficult things for you to conceive of is that relationship that has been talked about all weekend. You have so many names for it. There's the higher self, there's the pineal, there's the innate, there's high consciousness, there's love. And the overwhelming thing about all of these is, as you listen to them, as you have teaching about them, you start to put them in boxes. Let me give you an example. Innate, the smart body for you, is connected to the pineal, and the pineal is connected to the higher self. It involves your intuition, and we have said through affirmations in this new energy are probably one of the strongest things that you can use for self-healing. For situational things, all manner of things. But then you've confused it with God. I want you to get out of the boxes for a moment and listen. Your cellular structure is not working efficiently and it needs help. Your cellular structure is not God. Now, God is inside you. But the cellular structure is something that is now increasing in efficiency, in communication. Your innate is starting to marry more with your consciousness. I want you to put that aside for a moment. That is one issue. But the love of God, your purpose, your consciousness, your relationship with Spirit, that's a whole nother issue. Don't put them together. There are so many things that you want to put in a little box and then combine it with another little box in order to put another box on top of that box and say, what comes first, what comes second, what comes third? If you do this, what happens over here? And that leads to something. It leads to a life where you are constantly asking the question, am I doing it right? Is it in the right order? Why isn't this happening now? I've done this, but this happened. Those are great questions for a linear creature, but not one who is an old soul on the planet, who is part of everything. Yes. Dear ones, there are processes and procedures that you are learning to work with your innate. And that's what this was about today. You've taken pictures of them, you've written them down, and you walk out with some information that is so valuable about you and your cellular structure and your biology at this time in humanity. But dear ones, don't confuse it with the love of God. Listen to me. There are many here right now asking the question about what's next, why is this happening? And you're looking to the innate for the answer. Innate talks to your cellular structure. If you've got a health problem, you'll be talking to innate. But you're also going to talk to the consciousness that's connected to Spirit. Between the two of you, the innate, the consciousness, and that part of you which is the love of God, all of you together are going to create solutions. Not just one. But there's one big one, an assumption I want to talk about right now. It's difficult to even describe where I'm going with this. So many in the room, so many listening, are trying to find out how to get past something. how to get over the wall, perhaps, of fear. Or how to broach something that hasn't happened and you know it's there, you can feel it's there. And you know how to do it. You come to a place like this, you learn about innate, you learn about the balanced breathing, you learn about all the things that a light worker in this energy is starting to realize, that it's a whole body experience. But don't confuse that with the love of God. There are certain hurdles that you're trying to get through. And dear ones, innate cannot help you with that. Innate wants to heal your body. Innate wants to pull on Akashic things to heal your body. Innate wants to work with that which has happened before, even in this lifetime, in order to change cellular structure. You need it. You need to live longer. But don't confuse that with the hurdle of fear, especially the hurdle of enlightenment. I have got some information for you that is so difficult to communicate. So I want you to feel it. It's one of the only times that I have been in front of those sitting in the chairs where I've said, your language is not sufficient. I want to communicate something to you, a way to get through the hurdle, a way to walk through this, to get to that place that is next. So many of you are frustrated. I can see it in you, in the Merkaba. There is a frustration. You're just not quite sure of what it is. It goes beyond language. And so I'm going to give it to you, both with language and with what I will call the third language. Now, the third language is not a language at all. It's a catalytic energy of communication that Spirit uses with you that goes into the very consciousness of those who are ready to receive it. It's the big aha. A scientist sits with a puzzle. He knows that it's doable. He's got something to figure out. He's looking for something that's impossible. He's looking for a discovery. He knows it's coming. And he looks at it and he works the puzzle. He tries this and that and this and that. He calls in his colleagues. They work on it together. This and that and this and that. Nowhere is there a solution. Every single time he tries something, it fails. It's interesting, and if you talk to scientists, they will tell you that this is the way of it. They can feel it, that a solution in physics or science or biology is right there in front of them, and no matter what they do, it doesn't show itself. And they look at the logic of it, and they build the little boxes, and they work all of the puzzles. They do the computations. They work the puzzle. Nothing. Nothing. And they retire for the night. The scientist who's tired of computing turns on the television and watches a movie. Disengages his mind completely with the puzzle, ready to attack it tomorrow. Watching a movie about nothing when suddenly the solution comes. Something is so obvious, of course. Slaps his head, gets out of bed, goes to write it down, does the computations, voila, the solution. What just happened? What happened was the scientist disengaged logic and accidentally, without even thinking about it, suspended every part of the problem that was in his psyche, dropped all of the barriers because it was no longer a time to do the work. And so the barriers are gone. The disengagement of science was complete. The movie was being watched, and in comes the solution that was always there, waiting for the barrier to come down of logic. You don't know what you don't know. How can you possibly work this puzzle with things that you don't know about? Dear ones, you are overworking the puzzle. I want you to just suspend your logic for a moment and follow me. The solution to what many of you are asking for lays there right now with your name on it, waiting for you to stop thinking about it. I want you to erase the whole idea of how do I? Because the very English synapse is wrong. How do I is not going to work with a multidimensional human being who is an old soul who is learning things they don't know yet. You're learning things you don't know yet. So how can you possibly apply your three-dimensional logic to a puzzle that is beyond the logic? It's only when you suspend it and you give up and you say to Spirit, innate is over here, I'm working the puzzle, but what about the really big one? What about the fear of moving forward, of going to the next place, of overcoming this or this or this or this? And there's many thises as there are people. It's the spiritual that we're talking about now. It's the relationship and the communication we're talking about to God right now. It's about your life and your lessons and what you're here for. Don't talk to innate right now. I want you to think about this, but not too hard. I want you to imagine just for a moment that the barrier that you know is there, keeping you from things, is slowly dissolving through no effort of yours at all, other than the intent to go beyond it. That there is some kind of a mechanism that you don't understand, that you don't know about, that is so powerful, that remembers and recognizes when you suspend belief, drop your logic, and simply allow it to happen. Like the scientist who had it, he had it figured out. There was a solution, but no amount of working the puzzle worked. I want you to combine this intent you have with the idea and the belief that there is a greater power of creation who knows your name, knows who you are, and is ready to help you right now. That greater power, and that is the creative source, has been with you all along. But the barrier that has kept you disconnected from it is the very thing you thought would solve it. Your logic, your survival, your smarts as a human being. Can you let it go? Can you just let it go? If you can see that barrier dissolving just for a moment, for no other reason than the fact that you're sitting here and allowing it, I want you to also vision the second thing. And that is the connection of your hand to Spirit coming out of that dissolving barrier and taking the hand of God. And you don't know why, and you can't figure it out. You don't know what's happened, and no idea. But suddenly, it's okay. Fear is a product of intellectualism. Did you hear that? It comes from the brain. the computer that says don't touch the stove because you get burned. That's where it comes from. It doesn't come from God. It doesn't come from that which is your intuition, right out of your brain. And it requires that the human being be able to disengage the very thing that has been their survival forever. You don't have to disengage and walk around without it just for the moment. You got to learn to balance the survival instrument with the heart, with the pineal, letting the trilogy work within you. There are people in this room who have been waiting to hear this who will heal because of it. Did you hear me? Aren't you tired of trying? Could it be this simple? And the answer is it's not simple to drop survival. But it's an elegant solution. When you figure it out and you slap your head and go, wow, all I had to do was let go. I'm talking to those right now who are here sitting in the seats, and there's thousands more who are listening and will listen to the message of who's sitting in the seats. This isn't for the masses. This is for you. I know who you are. Spirit knows who you are. There's a celebration, the fact that you came here to listen to this message, and some will get it and some won't. What you came for today can happen right now if you let go. Some of you will walk out of here saying, well, that was a nice message, but I'm not sure I can let go, and not aware that you did. Because it starts to change right away. You'll feel it tonight before you go to sleep. I dare you. Put your hand on your heart tonight before you go to sleep and say, thank you, Spirit. I got what I came for. And if somebody overhears that and say, well, how did that work? You can say, I have no idea. But it works. Don't try to figure out how things happen, or they won't happen. Not in this energy. Not where this is going. You're going to have to cross that missing bridge. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it was a channel given in 1994, 1995, again in 1996. Some of the first things I told you was to trust the unknown and know that you're in the hands of God. And now it comes full circle. That's the message. There's so many of you needed to hear that right now, tonight. You don't have to be stuck where you think you're stuck. Not when you let it dissolve like this. Not when you trust the unseen and never ask, how do I do this? You can raise your hand and say, thank you, Spirit, for doing what I need in my life now. I don't know why I ever doubted it. And you walk away, and some of you will say, it's an incompleteness if I don't know how it was accomplished. The more you do this, the less incomplete you will feel. And there'll come a time when you will count on the unseen that makes no sense at all, where you'll be able to drop your survival instrument and ignore your brain, who tells you that this is foolishness, and realize that the brain is in 3D, but you are not. A new integration is upon you. The unseen things come into your life and begin working. And you haven't got a clue why, except that you know you're connected. That's all you have to know. And somebody asks, how did you do this? And you can say, I'm connected. That's how I did it. And you know what the others will say? They won't say, well, I'm not going to do it because I don't understand it. They're going to look at you and say, you did it. And they're going to say, show me how to get connected. And that's what the old soul is here to do. It's a cryptic message, isn't it? And some of you got it through the third language and feel it and know it and are accepting it and are having a change right now. And some of you are going to get it later. I guarantee it. Because we got some stubborn ones here. Not for long. You may have to listen again. And the same language of the three will be available for you then. This is the beauty of working with those who are old souls. There is an accumulation of wisdom, stubborn as it may be, that starts to then make sense with time. I am a cryon giving you the truth this day about an evolving human spirit who is starting to become more multidimensional than ever. It is the beginning. Color is coming to this planet, and the old souls have the crayons. That's no relation to cryon. But it sounds a lot like it, doesn't it? And so it is.